Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenci, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of games to break down, a lot of decisions to make. We've got a full house, and we've got some legends on the program today. Between me, Cam, Dave Sharapan, Paul Bovey, and Brian Blessing, there are over 250 years of gaming experience that we're going to share with you. Now, we should note that over 200 of them are Brian Blessings. But nevertheless, we've got a stacked show. I gotta tell you, like, this might be the oldest talk show in the history of talk shows. Yeah, before we throw this together.
Yes, yes. Age overall.
You know what, Kim?
Over.
Yes. You're the youngest guy. You're the kid.
I am
You're
the kid.
You're the kid on the panel.
You're right.
The kid. That's Cam's new nickname, the kid. Yeah. Hey, who's the kid on tonight? Who's the kid on?
Yeah.
The kid. Well, we're all kids next to Blessing.
Yes.
Just kidding, Brian. We're glad that you're going to be joining us a little bit later on. Paul Bovey will join us as well. Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to our television affiliates. So, of course, the countdown of Thanksgiving is on. We got a million. It's a full slate of NBA and NHL hockey tonight. All right, that's what takes center stage, except I'm all fired up for the game, Michigan and Ohio State. I'm fired up for some Thanksgiving football as well. We've got line movement, Cam. Numbers been coming down. FanDuel has posted some odds boosts as well, already up for Thursday. So we've got a lot of stuff to break down. There was some wild college basketball this afternoon. All kinds of stuff going on. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Morenci. Yeah, you said it. Like, there's so many damn games. It's like, start clicking, and it's like, I need more money. Like, you need an ATM machine in the house. You need something. There's so many damn games. Like, I don't know how many picks we're going to have tonight, but I have a feeling it's going to be over the number. Usually, you know, we're hovering in the high 40s, low 50 range of pending bets. I think we might blow it up tonight big time because, man, you said it. There is a million games.
I'm so fired up for rivalry week that you know, I've got some picks tonight. I've got a couple of NBA thoughts and some NBA props, but I've got my eyes on tomorrow. I can't wait for the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bear game. I'm probably looking forward to it more than anybody in America is, because you know, Cam, you know, there's going to be literally tens of millions of people that gather around while they're getting together for Thanksgiving and complaining about the Detroit Lions being on TV. Why are the Lions on TV every year? And you know, there'll be some people, and I've seen them in our chat saying, oh, I don't really care, it's a stupid game, the Bears and the Lions. There's nothing stupid about it. This is the game. You know, there's two games in the state of Michigan this week, and they're both called the game. The Bears at the Lions, the game, and Ohio State at Michigan, the game. I've had this Lions game circled for a while. I think they're going to get the outright W. I believe that Cam disagrees, but we'll debate this as the program goes on. So it is rivalry week this week, Cam, and Army-Navy, great, obviously a great great tradition. And they don't play till next week, but the cadets couldn't wait, and we'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that. Somebody spray-painted Bo Schembechler's statue outside the stadium. Not a fan of that either.
Not cool.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci. Oh, it's big game week, and people are getting crazy. People are spray-painting statues. People are stealing goats. And people are placing a lot of bets, like me and Cam, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I am Gabriel Morenci. We've got a great show today. We got Paul Bovey going to be stepping up and in and joining us, Paul's picks. We got Brian Blessing breaking it down with us. We'll talk about the Buffalo Bills and New Orleans Saints, Sabres in action tonight. Looking forward to seeing what Brian has to say about the NHL card. Dave Sharapan in uniform this evening. Dave Sharapan.
In uniform. Like
in uniform. Dave's in uniform. And the best is, he even wears uniforms in sports stuff.
Yes, he does. So
it's like, nah,
yes,
he's in street clothes tonight. He's in street clothes. Because yeah. I doubt when he's out with the wife and kids, he's walking around with like a Bo Jackson jersey and hat.
I don't know.
Maybe he is.
I don't know.
Yeah, Dave, he probably like, is, actually.
Does he wear polos yeah. like out with the I don't think so.
No.
I think at the baseball game, he just busts out baseball gear. He goes to the football game. He goes to the book. Yeah. Whatever team.
Hey, I think you're right. We're going to ask him. Yeah. You're yeah. right. I don't think it's a deal like where it's like, no, I'm wearing that for the show. I think he wears like various jerseys and hats throughout the day.
I agree.
Like, I don't think there is street clothes. He's I think like there's Carrot the show top. Look, and then he'll yeah. go to the book. He'll put a Circa hat on and then yeah. an Astro jersey.
Like, he's a betting comic.
Throughout the day.
Yeah. Prop apparel comic. That's what Dave Sharapan
yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, he is.
Hey, I got the Las Vegas jersey on. Yeah, that Pittsburgh Penguins.
He went too far that day when he showed up with the Giant and Dodger stuff on, though.
Yeah, that
was like, whoa, bro.
We put
it. Like, it was like, bro, yeah.
Cut tape. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, not like, happening. I'm going to say
someone game. Showing up. Hey, guys, big game this week. I got an Ohio yeah. State hat and a Michigan jersey on. Yeah,
I used to love when those fans would wear like the half jerseys. They look so stupid. It's half this, half that. It's like, come on, guys. We can't do that. I'm going to bet you over under jackets in Sharapan's closet. We got to make the number. What do you think? Like Blazers, like 1.5, 2.5, Gabe? We'll come up with a number. I don't think he's got a lot of ties.
I'm going to say one, like me. I've got one Blazer, like you. You've got one, right?
I got one, and one that doesn't fit. You're right. I guess so. I got one.
I'm going to say one, and I'm not calling him out for that because I've got one.
I've got
one Blazer.
You. Yep. Yep, me too.
But we've got more than one pick coming up next.
Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, let's do this thing. Shout out to everybody tuning in, whatever platform you are joining us on. Shout out to everybody in Phoenix, actually. I know a couple of listeners in Phoenix were saying, what's up yesterday? What's up, Phoenix? And Arizona, we'll get into the Phoenix Sun game. Red hot Suns, what, 13 in a row? These guys are scorching. Hotter than
the sun.
Hotter than Arizona asphalt. Yeah,
that's what I was looking for.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, very hot.
It's pretty hot. I had an ex-girlfriend once, Cam, that she was living in Sacramento, actually.
Nice.
And she's not from there. And it was like, I don't know, dude, it was like 118 degrees or something like that. and she walked her dog. She was walking her dog on the sidewalk, and the poor dog was like, the cop pulled over. Like, the cop pulled over and like really started flipping at her. Like, and she was all crying after her. The cop yelled at me. I said, "Oh, are you an idiot?" I said, "You didn't think like the, you know, like about the ground being hot?" Like, I said, "Hey, listen, you're not in Montreal now, baby, right? You're in Sacramento."
Yeah, you could fry eggs on that.
Walking dog in the snow here. Yeah, exactly.
Hot, very hot.
All right, hot, just like Cam's picks. All right, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so listen, shout out to everybody. Our salute to the military and the service. What we're going to say right now, don't take personal, but I have to kind of wonder about the future here a little bit, like when you guys can't steal the right goat. So, Cam, I don't know if you heard about this story here.
Yes.
So Army-Navy going head-to-head, and the cadets. The cadets, they actually drove 4 hours to do this, too. So they drove 4 hours to a farm in Annapolis where all the legendary goats are kept. Bill, that's his name, Cam. They're all named Bill. All right, so it's like Bill 35, Bill 37. They're all named Bill. And U.S. Military Academy said made a four-hour trip from New York City to Annapolis to nab the Navy mascot. But the problem is they got the wrong Bill. All right. And as you see, this is a good looking Bill here, right here. That's Bill.
Yeah.
That's the current mascot. Now let's show the mascot that they stole. Like, can you guys not figure it out that like,
he looks like a buffalo. He's not even the same color.
Kim, that's Bill 37. He's retired.
Of course he is. He's hanging with Santa there. Like, look at this guy. Like,
and the best part is, the cadets showed up, and I guess the goats panicked, and there was a big scene. Like, they made so much noise, it turned into a big S, you know, whatever. And these cadets, the only goat they could manage to come back with was this old goat, and he's the retired. He's, like, retired. He's retired. This is Bill 34. They wanted Bill 37.
I like old Bill. He's great. He's so fluffy.
Look at that. Poor Bill up. Look, he's only got one horn. And get this. Number 34 is a 14-year-old retiree with only one horn and arthritis diagnosis. Poor guy's got arthritis.
That's a good point.
And get this. Poor guy, Cam, I found out this guy right here, he's been kidnapped 10 times.
That's not cool.
It's got to be traumatizing for these poor goats, right?
He's scared. Like, no, that's the thing. He sees humans coming. It's like, oh, here we go again. These guys are going to take me. No, he's got like goat PTSD. Like, I'd be scared too. You see a bunch of clowns coming at you. And you said it, one horn, he's got a different fur, big face. Like,
Bill,
you can tell he's
Bill
older.
Was returned safely and deemed in good health by the Navy veterinarian.
Yeah, better be in good health.
I just can't believe that they get the
wrong. Are you kidding me? The thing's got one horn. How do you not figure that
listen,
out?
But how about this, Cam? So it's a tradition. Now, what happened is in 1992, one of the goats got injured. I guess the poor goat was in a veterinarian hospital for like 10 days.
Yep.
So they shut it down. They said, listen, you got to stop stealing. Like, we can't be stealing people's, you know, you can't be stealing animals and stuff. So they shut it down, except there's an agreement to sort of wink, wink, keep doing it. But don't injure, like, make sure you're nice to the animal type thing.
Yep.
So Bill is fine. He's been returned safe. Like, they don't do anything to him. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, they're all military guys, you know.
I'm on the goat side. I wish the goat would kick him in the gonads and, like, fight back against these guys.
This is what
old.
I'm getting at, Cap.
Yeah.
I think the Army guys are smarter than the Navy guys. You know what their mascot is? And you know why? Because of this. Their mascot used to get, like robbed. They said, you know what? Let's make our mascot a mule. Since 1889, it's a mule. And they said, no one wants to go. You can't get a mule. You need a kick.
He'll kick you and kill you. He'll put you right through the wall.
Goats are nice. Goats are just, you got to sort of run around and pick them up and stuff. Messing with a mule, Cam. See, our Army's on top of it. All I'll tell you is bet the under of the game. I'll tell you that. I'm dead serious. I wish military academies would play every week against each other. They always go under, Cam. It's like 41-9 to the under right now in the last 50 times military academies have played. Quick last thing about this, Cam. I'm such an idiot that every day I'm pulling into FanDuel, right? I'm at life. And every day, so like, you know, you see like this Giants versus Eagles, Raiders, season tickets, Jets, like, you know, whatever, Bruce Springsteen concert. Like, there's sort of like the ads on the screen pop up. It popped up Army Navy every day, Cam. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I never been to an Army Navy game. That'd be wicked. Right. And I was thinking, I was like, man, I got to go. This is my chance to go to an Army Navy game. I'm going to go. I got like Lisi. I got a bunch of dudes. We're all fired up for the Army Navy game. They were advertising the game a year in advance, Cam. I didn't realize till like the week before.
That's great.
Because I'm reading a pre. I'm like Army Navy, Army Navy, man. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, guys, how come you guys aren't fired up? We're going to Army Navy. They're like, bro, I think it's in Baltimore, bro. Like,
yeah, it's in Annapolis.
No, it's not in Baltimore. No, it's a giant stadium. No, see the billboard every day. They're like, no, that's a billboard for next year, man. They were advertising a year in advance for the Army Navy.
Why?
It threw me off.
Why would they do that?
Because it was the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Such a big game at the time. 2021, I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to pick winners for people. I don't even know what year the game's in.
I just wish, a year early. I wish those morons tried to capture the GOAT and the GOAT had some, like, still had like one left in them and just came out. Like, I don't like when guys are taking on animals. I'm cheering for the animals. Like, you want to steal this GOAT and do it every year? I hope this GOAT comes back and like goes nuts on you. That's what I say. Leave the animals alone. Try doing that to Bevo, the Texas Longhorn. He'll put a horn right through your heart and your leg, whatever you want to do. Yeah, Good luck with that.
There was an incident in which the goat got injured in 1958. And I think Brian Blessing, who's joining us, actually covered that, on the Buffalo News at the time. So he remembers the story. Like Blessing's just sitting there. He's got a hammer in his hand now.
He's ready to go.
You know, it's crazy, too. Yeah, like I said, and for the record, we'll wait till Blessing gets in here. So,
yeah.
All right, Cam. We got some odds boost here tonight. What do we got here? NHL odds boost. We wasn't planning on getting to it right now, but Penguins, Capitals, and Panthers all to win.
Penguins,
Capitals, and Panthers all to win. NHL odds boost.
Yeah, well, they're all big favorites. Capitals play the Canadiens. Panthers play the Flyers, who got smoked last night. And Penguins, that's the one, Gabe. That's the one. It looks real good. Is Vancouver going to go into hot Pittsburgh and be like the Pucho of the night? It's asking a lot.
All right, we'll break down the Buffalo Sabre game. You know what? Yeah. I think Vancouver probably will play better. We'll get Blessing's thoughts on this. Vancouver, man, they're special teams. That's all it's been. Power play and penalty kill have absolutely destroyed them. But maybe going on the road right now, maybe they can, string something together. They played well to start off the season on the road, actually. So we'll get into the Thanksgiving football. Buffalo Bills. Bill fans in Nolan's right now breaking it down. Let's do this thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabe Morency, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Fresh, exciting, and new.
You should have heard us during the break. Blessing. I'm Renzi. Me. Like we're just, we sound like a Robitussin / oxygen.
Are you kidding?
Struggle
their health up against any three talk show hosts on this network. Even McAfee and Hawk. You guys say run a marathon? We'll run a marathon. Let's go.
Yeah,
bring it on. What's up, Blessing?
He's poking holes at us, and he's the one eating kale and lettuce and all this other. He's the one with the diet issues.
He can barely get up and down his flight of stairs at his house. He's calling us.
It's very true. Yeah. Dan Diabetes. Yeah, he's real. He exists.
Hey, did that box of fudge in the case of Pepsi I sent you make it?
this guy's great.
You know, it's great. I'm such a jerk, but I'm saying that. I forgot too, because like you said, Brian, not everyone could be like you and me, svelte at our age, right? I mean,
yeah,
you and I
exactly.
Get dinner. So,
one of the highlights for me is going to the beach and creating shade. I don't want to lose that. And that's a true story. My brother has diabetes, has had for a long time, and you know he's in the hospital when he first found out about it, and I showed up with a 16-ounce Coca-Cola and a box of fudge. Well, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, want something to drink?
He
should have given up. Should have said, "I got you an early. Here's a gift certificate. Dairy Queen."
Yes,
Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen. Brian Blessing kicking it with us. So, all right, let's get to. I want to get to the Thanksgiving stuff. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So, yeah, I forgot about poor Cam. And I said, because me and Cam are going to be on tomorrow night during the Bills game right here, Blessing, yep. SiriusXM Channel 159, in-game live during the Bills and the Saints game. I said, well, since it's Thanksgiving and stuff, and turkey and gravy, a little heavy. You know, we're on the air here. That tryptophan will get to us. So I was thinking, I told Cam we should order a couple of buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken on the air. And I forgot.
Bad combination here. I mean, you don't need tryptophan. Just watch the Bears-Lions game.
I'm looking forward to the Bears line. All right, so this is a good segue into this. Here's one of the FanDuel odds boost here. First one, NFL for tomorrow. Yeah. 150-plus points combined in all three games. They'll give you plus 250. Was plus 190. They'll give you plus 250 now. FanDuel odds boost NFL tomorrow. So plus, will there be 50 points, 150 points in the three games combined? The first game, listen, no one thinks there's going to be points in this first game, right?
There could be.
I don't think so, but say 36 in the first game.
All right, second one, what do you think of this? I think the Bills and the Saints, Brian, there's going to be points.
I agree.
The Bills in that one, there's going to be points. I don't know, are the Raiders? I don't think they get to 150 all three combined.
The one thing as a starting point, and I always say this, is Thanksgiving Day, NBA, Christmas Day, I don't care who the teams are. I'm always looking at the visitors as a starting point. Listen, the Lions and the Cowboys have family and friends back at their house. The turkey's waiting for them.
The Lions have no friends.
notice I said I did say the Lions. You're right. But distractions are for the home team. The road teams come in on the holiday. It's a business trip. Let's get the win. We're cracking beers on the flight home, and we still celebrate Thanksgiving on Friday. I'm always looking for the road teams. In the NBA, same thing. Christmas Day, take the road teams in the NBA.
So you're taking all three road teams tomorrow plus with the points, Bears minus the three, Raiders plus the points, Bills minus the points?
I'm going under in the Chicago-Detroit game. And I think I would take the Raiders above the hook, and I think the Bills You know, I believe me, I don't want to hear from you guys. I don't bet them blindly. I warned everybody about Indy. I think Indy 80-1 3 weeks ago is a joke. This team's a monster. Look out. But everybody's – it's so amazing, guys. Everybody's off the Bills bandwagon now, right? Oh, the Cowboys are the flavor of the month. Denver steps on their neck. Oh, Arizona. Arizona gets killed. The Rams are the team. The Rams get killed. All these teams have these bad games. Tennessee lose to Houston.
Yep.
Everybody's off the bandwagon. I'm telling you, the game last week, the Bills still have the number one defense in the NFL. Star Laviolette did not play their nose tackle, and he's the guy that is the run stopper, and Edmonds, the linebacker, is the tackling machine. Those two guys weren't there. And now I'll tell you right now, when they play the Colts on Sunday, if Vito Vey doesn't play for Tampa Bay, Taylor will do the same thing to them. New Orleans, you got Ingram and Alvin Kamara not even practicing. Like, they may not play. Simeon's not beating these guys, please.
Bills are going to kill them.
The Saints, yeah, as you mentioned, and they also even lost. People don't really talk about them, but Adam Trautman was their tight end, right? And they don't really have anyone to throw the ball to begin with. 25 receptions, he's out right now. So you've got Simeon, no running backs, no wide receivers, no tight ends. Their defense is starting. You know, their defense is pretty healthy, actually, but they're getting worn out because the offense is on the field. And it's sort of it's the combination of both. How about this, guys? This is an odds boost that right now I'm like, damn, man, I wish there was no limit on how much I could put on this, Brian and Cam. How about this, guys? The McAfee odds boost. Bills minus 3.5 plus 100.
Yes! Dear yes! God. Yes! Yes, Brian. Oh, I'm all there.
Bills
said it,
to cover minus 3.5 versus the Saints.
What?
Was minus 160. They'll pay you plus 100.
Gabriel,
okay, how do you not take that?
How do you not say, I agree with you.
Now, you can only put $50 on it, be like, all right, I'll give me that, because the point price is six, Brian.
Gabe, you will know this, being a long-suffering Bills fan, as am I. All these years of ineptness, the Bills were never on the big stage. If you think of all the primetime games they played in recent years, the only time they've really stubbed their toe was Josh Allen slipping on the quarterback sneak at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best wins in Bills franchise history was
the Cowboys Thanksgiving game.
Destroying the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. The Bills love the national spotlight.
Brian Blessing.
Yes. I agree. Well, I think the Bills are going to win this game. Like, I think they're going to murder the Saints. Like, kill them.
Don't you think the total's too light in this game?
Yes,
and it's coming down. Like, don't you think the number? Like, I think the Bills are going to get in the high 30s or the 40s here.
Yeah. And you know what? I hope you have a massive audience. I hope the guys in my fantasy league aren't watching, because it's my plan tonight is to do this. Matt Breida is going to be the running back for the Bills. This guy's got speed. He's given them a spark. They get him little swing passes on the edge. He can go the distance. Matt Breida is going to start getting about
much more of a spark than Moss and Singletary.
A dozen touches a game, not 3-4 touches a game. Watch the spark Matt Breida gives them out of the backfield.
Let's just be real. I discussed this with Mike Sando, The Athletic, this week, Brian, and I asked him. I said, "So listen, is it the running backs aren't good enough? Is it the offensive line? Are they just built to, like, pass protect?"
Nope.
And, you know,
I know what it is.
I think, what is it?
It's Daboll.
Is Brian Daboll? I can't disagree. I don't like the play calling.
Listen to me. They poke holes at Singletary and Moss. Those guys are fine. You watch the Bills game every week. I've been saying this for 2 years, Gabe.
They're not good enough.
No, every handoff they give these guys is Allen in the shotgun with a delayed handoff.
I know. They're 3 yards behind in line of scrimmage all the time. You're right.
Running ball gets the running back gets the ball standing still. If those guys line up behind Allen, run downhill, and pick a hole, those running backs are fine.
That's a good point.
They run the ball. It's the scheme.
the scheme have been, I don't know, Dable's been off this year. Like, it's been all season as far as the rhythm and they're not going down. Yeah, they don't go down the field much. They insist on running the ball in weird times. The design run plays aren't very good ones, as you just stated. But that odds boost is great. How about this, too, guys, for a team total? I don't know what you think about this, Cam. Buffalo Bills, team total, 26.5.
I saw that.
I'm like, are you kidding
41.
Me?
41.
And the key number is 27, obviously. We always talk about that, right? 23.5 to 24. Because then you got the Noah's land. And then you got 26.5 riding to 27.
I think 26.5 cool.
minus 108. That's
crazy. I think it's wonderful. How long are these guys planning on staying in business?
Oh, Brian's coming up.
He'll be in business a long time. Don't worry.
Famous last words. Famous last words, all of us.
Blessing sounds like the first time gambler in Vegas, like my buddy in Vegas. Oh, how does this town stay in business? Next day in the elevator, can you lend me $2 in tears?
I told the story of the play-by-play guy at the Expos. I was in a booth filling out a ticket cam. Three-teamer, right? Filling it out.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's that? And he goes, same thing. He goes, you're telling me all you got to do. He goes, I can pick between any game on this sheet, and I only have to pick three. And he goes, how do you effing lose as much as you do? The guy gives me $20. He goes, take these three. Loses. Does it again the next day. Loses. Third day, I'm like, yo, you want me to go to the store? He's like, F off. not so easy, is it? And he's a play-by-play guy. He thought he knew everything, right, Brian? Yeah.
But, I know we're up against the break. Real quick story.
No time. Other side.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, we'll see you in a minute. Hold on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morency.
Why don't you guys hear the commercial?
Because we'd get fired.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be good, Brian.
No, actually, I had an idea of that, Brian. I told a producer at nighttime that I said, you should just record everything that's said, whatever. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, we'll just put together some of the breaks, like the meltdowns. Are you effing like you stupid?
Yeah, that'd be just awesome.
Cam just dropped right before we came back. Yeah, why don't you tell him to go F himself?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, really? I mean, it's just on all day. Like, that's what you're complaining about? Shut up.
No one's complaining. It's all good.
Okay. I'm just a little bit.
Brian's got to get out of here.
Yeah, he's got to go. He's got to go.
He's got ESPN. He's a big star. Brian, what's your best bet tonight, hockey?
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Cam. Yee.
I'm a real Grinch. Shut up and give us a pick.
Yeah,
You're the one in the rush, Brian. Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah. The hockey game. Seriously, 5.5 is the total. Olofsson's back in the lineup. Tage Thompson's playing good. The Sabres are playing hard. They can produce some offense. Omark tweaked something in the morning skate. It's probably going to be Swayman. The total is 5.5. Arundel couldn't stop a medicine ball. And the total is 5.5. Marchand's line could get 4 themselves. 5.5's the total. It's insane.
He's right about Dell computers, though. He's awful.
I'm just dying. We were kidding about the old stuff. Medicine ball. No one uses a medicine
ball. Yeah, I love medicine ball. Medicine ball. Yeah, you can't stop a medicine ball.
Yeah, that couldn't stop an anvil. You know what? I hate betting hockey overs. I'm with you, Brian. That game goes over and Boston wins.
Yes.
Little known fact, Gabe, educate your listeners. All right? We're talking about Arundel. Do you know that if you put a sieve inside a sieve, it's still a sieve?
Yes. It is.
Well, you're not going to be able to top that one. Brian Blessing, Sportsbook Radio, for more great insight, humor, and picks like that. Tune in right here daily.
I love you guys.
Every afternoon.
Love you too, Blessing. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello to the family.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Rhonda Rickshaw's birthday the other day, too, Marantz.
Yeah, hello to Rhonda, Brian Jr., and everybody. Yep. You know what? I was thinking about the other day. I love the station's Thanksgiving. Station's Casinos. Very good Thanksgiving at the buffet. Yeah. Good stuff, Ken.
Nice.
Yeah, Brian. You had to be the Terrible's $3.99 steak and eggs guy when you lived here.
I love Terrible's. No. I don't know why it's called Terrible's. It's fantastic. That's what it is. It's not terrible. Yeah,
it's not the best name that they have. That's what I'm saying.
You have a place and it's called Terrible's. It should be called a main. Like I told Leslie, I go, who does it? Terrible's? And you're serving food? Like, come on, man. Like,
investing all your money. Oh, I'm going to start a company. What's it called? Yeah. Terrible's.
Yes.
Thanks,
Brian. Exactly, Gabe. Yeah, later, buddy.
I love you guys.
We'll see you down at the Tuscany.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tuscany. I'll see you at the Tuscany.
I'll see you down to Tuscany.
That was awesome. Yes. Yeah, I know. I've always wondered, Gabe. It's like, I remember Blessing took me to Terrible's too. They had like a nice steak for it was good. The food was excellent. The blackjack tables were hot. I'm like, this is the opposite of Terrible's. I don't understand. Terrible's. Horrible name. Just okay. Horrible.
So yeah. How about Buffalo? Listen, Buffalo, that team told, I love what Blessing said. How long do these guys want to plan on staying on business for?
Yeah, exactly.
But that odds boost, listen, we're not telling you guys you have to play every boost, right? But you need to look at the boost on a daily basis. They have a boost page. You need to look at the boost. That's not even a boost, Cam. That's just a gift. The Bills are -6. They're giving you the Bills -3.5 at +100.
Yeah.
There's nothing boost about it. You just shut up, click it, and move on. Very simple.
Excellent point, Gabe. The opening line was 4, too. Like, you know, they're giving you a better line than the opening line.
You're right. They never moved with the line movement, Cam. They set their boost, and it, you know what I mean? You're right. They had it at 4, and they said, we'll make it +100 at 3.5.
Exactly.
And it's smart. Moved, and they said, just leave it up.
Yeah.
I'll be it's on true. That one. All right, so let's get into the 7 o'clock action here. We got some stuff coming up. Phoenix Suns, talking about our listeners in Phoenix. What up, Phoenix? And in the Arizona area. Phoenix Suns, these guys are scorching right now, buddy. And it's weird with Cleveland. The push the other night. And this is the debate about buying the half point and all that stuff. And me and Cam do it. Me and Greg Peterson were talking about this today on Twitter. And he says it's not worth it in the long run. And I told him I know, but I'm insane and I hate losing by half a point.
Exactly.
And I don't get blown out often. I seem to lose by half points only. So I tell you what, though, Ken, the numbers getting up here right now in this basketball game. Cleveland have lost 4 in a row now. It's starting to catch up to them, right?
But
it's catching up. But they covered.
We won the last game by the hook. It were +6. Was it 5.5? They lost by 5 to Brooklyn. They're covering still. You said it. They're in games.
I had him at 5. I got the – no, you're right. I got him at 6. It was 5.5. 6. You're right.
We got 5. That's why you buy the half point sometimes. I got no problem with that. You're right. It's always around the number. I don't know, man. Phoenix is hot.
I'm taking him again.
It's a lot of points, man. You're taking Cleveland again?
Let's get the starting lineup. Yeah, I'm taking Cleveland again. But I'm also – you got to lay a little juice to do this, Cam, but we've been leaving this on the table a little bit. Double-doubles, DeAndre Ayton. He's a double-double machine, bro. Last 8 games got double-doubles. He'll get a double-double tonight. And you can put it in parlays if you want, or you lay the 80 cents, whatever. But, you know, sometimes you take a prop and it's plus 140. Sometimes you take a prop and it's minus 170, right? You know, I don't really care unless it's really high. I just sort of play it if I like it. So I do like DeAndre Ayton to get a double-double tonight, Cam. But I want to confirm the lineup for the Cavs here before we officially pull the trigger on this. But, you know what? Phoenix are hot, but they're not covering numbers every night. And Cleveland are losing, but they do cover all the time.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like Cleveland as well. Phoenix, their last game, Gabe, you talked about the push, and I had the Spurs. We won that game. It was right around the number.
Oh, that's right. I was on the Suns the other night. Yeah.
And I took the Spurs. I won by half.
I bought the point to get
you pushed.
I got the push.
Exactly. See? So what is this? What is this lesson saying to you? We either win the game by a half. Yeah. All these guys like half a point. Well, me and you around the number, I'm going to tell you, it's hard on the road, no matter how good you are, to keep on winning games by 7, 8 points or whatever. I'm with you. I like Cleveland in this spot. In a tough game, they'll probably lose by a few.
So NBA here. So LeBron James is in tonight. That number got up to 5. So LeBron is playing.
Steam.
I don't see a Cavs starting lineup here right now.
I got to tell you, this Pacers it's crazy. Yeah. Man. It's crazy, Gabe. I was doing the show with Pharrell. He said that thing opened up at 1.5. It's 6.5. So LeBron James, 5 points. The Lakers also played last night. Like, I don't know. I can't lay 6.5 with the Pacers now, but that line opened up. Indiana, 1.5. See, even the board's 5. So since the time we've started the show, it's gone up another 1.5. 6.5.
Yeah, but it says LeBron is playing. I see LeBron
is playing. Yes, he is playing. Lakers on a back-to-back, LeBron playing. But why is the line going up Indy? Exactly. That's my whole point. Why is it 1.5 to 6.5 with LeBron playing? Is AD not playing because he played
AD
last night?
AD is a game time decision.
Exactly. That's the reason.
Street Close. You can't not play tonight after you lost last night. LeBron's coming back tonight.
Exactly.
You got to be like, we got to get back. We got to get back last night. LeBron's coming back.
I don't even think they think like that. It's just like, okay.
LeBron's coming back, so I'll take the night off, guys.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? What the hell are we doing?
I don't understand it. I just find
he's called street clothes. Well, you know, says Anthony Davis, illness. Ooh, little Anthony doesn't feel well. Have Never a bowl does. Of chicken noodle soup and shut up and suck it up.
Yep, I'm with you.
This guy never ends.
I can't lay 6.5 with the Pacers, though. I'm sorry. And that team has been good to me, but no.
No, and how about my screw job last night? I took the Lakers plus 5. They lost by 6. And it was a ballsy
pick for sure.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
See,
exactly.
One point. Yeah. Always close.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think the Pacers. I got a Malcolm Brogdon prop here. I'm going to go Brogdon over 19.5 points. Brogdon over 19.5 and Sabonis over 15.5. And I think I'll take the Lakers plus the points.
I kind of agree with that. And the other game, I think the Magic might be live at 7.5. I'll get it to 8. Basically, I'll play 3 dogs. I think 2 or 3 of them.
You need Magic.
Yeah, I do mean Magic.
No, I'm kidding.
Last night was good. Portland covered. Dallas won outright as a dog. My late games came in. Who cares? I think
Doncic doesn't play for the Orlando Magic.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's a lot of points, Morenci. Magic can cover. I know they're a bad team, but Detroit covered last night, even though Miami came back. Thank God. Detroit got it done. Dogs. More underdogs.
What was the number? They won by 8. What were they laying?
Yeah, it was 11. It was 11. 10.5. 11.
Was it really that high? Wow.
Yeah.
It was. You're right. 10.5. So yeah. One thing I'll tell you, though. Listen. The Orlando Magic 2 games ago, guys, this is really hard to do, actually. Like, this is like college-type stuff. They were down 77-36 at the half.
Yes.
It's the largest deficit in franchise history.
Perfect. Right?
Like, so at Milwaukee, it was 77-36. Now, that was on the Saturday night. Then they played again the other night, Cam. And they only lost 115-108 it was. So you saw, like, they showed some pride. It was like, all right. if there's one thing you notice, Cam, people criticize the NBA. And remember, you and I, we made money off of this last year. I saw that trend. Teams that got smoked, bro, were great plays in the first half the next game, man.
Yes, they are.
Like, it's like that hockey. Like, NBA players have pride. Like, they, and it's aware. So I'm saying, Cam, it's not the next game, but it's their first home game back right now. And after you're down 77-36 at the half, you're going to be conscious of hot starts, like, for a while now. you know it's going to come up, and the coach is going to bring out, hey, guys, hey, no sweat. Let's start off strong here, right? We're back home. Let's start off strong. No 18-2 hole here, right? So I think they come out hot tonight, and you said about the Magic, and I said, oh, you're going to need Magic to cover with these guys. But, listen, the Hornets are 6-1 their last seven games outright, but my thought process about this, Cam, in this game was Magic first quarter, Magic first half. I think they do come out hot tonight, or at least don't get blown out early tonight.
It seems to be the trend. Look what Detroit did. Won the first quarter, won the second quarter, won the third quarter, and then Miami came back and won the game. These good teams can hold it together usually for three quarters, and then the fourth quarter, things get a little bit wonky. I got no problem with that.
You know a game I'm intrigued with here, Cam, tonight? The Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but the T-Wolves have won four games in a row. And yes. Whatever, I sound like Cam and Visine Vince right now. Like the Raptors tonight.
Yeah.
With the Leafs.
You're as bad as me with the Raptors, with the Leafs. No, you take them every night, but that's fine.
The difference is, we get points every night with the Raptors, and I get sucked into it. But the Leafs are favorite. It's different. So it seems like the Raptors are in a good spot. But what's the deal with OG tonight? Is he playing? I don't know.
We're going to find out about that.
Is OG Anunoby? Somebody let me know.
I like the points, too. I agree.
I think they can win this game tonight.
For sure they can.
Memphis?
What, against Memphis? Damn right.
Yeah. You know what I like about this, Cam? Memphis are coming off a big win against the Utah Jazz.
Exactly.
Love that. Ooh, now you get the Raptors angles. Come to town. Nobody, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep.
Catch them napping.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Game time decisions. I am Morenci. Let's make some decisions, Cammy. What do you got for us here? And a lot of NHL hockey at 7 million games. What do you got for us? You go first.
Okay, well, let's go hockey here. I'm going to have to skip a lot of games. I have a lean to the Devils. Okay.
Best bets.
Okay, Vancouver Canucks +1.5, -150. I think they get it right on the road against Pittsburgh. Sprinkle on the money line. Over 5.5 in Buffalo and Boston. I agree with Blessing. Boston should win this game. Another 7. That's it. And the NBA, all three dogs in the NBA early. Except, actually, you know what? I like Indiana on the money line. I still think they beat the Lakers, but I do like Orlando +8 points and Cleveland +7, Gabe. Those are my bets.
I'm going to go with Malcolm Brogdon over 19.5. He's actually the leading scorer on this team. The Pacers are playing good basketball, Cam. You and I have always liked the Pacers. Yes. They're a deep team, man. They're getting production from everybody.
They work.
Like everybody's contributing. They're a deep team. Brogdon, he's averaging 20, but how about this? He scores 20.9. Sabonis, 17.9. LeVert, 14. Duarte, 13. Turner, 12.
Balance.
Deep team.
Balance.
And now Carlisle will get better as he's new with this team. Pacers are going to be a tough team to deal with if they stay healthy. That's always been their key. But I'm going to go with a couple of props, and I'm just going to keep it simple. Give me Brogdon over 19.5. And the Lakers, especially AD, is out now. So it looks like AD is out tonight. They have no answer for Sabonis, bro.
Sabonis is
going to go way over 15.5. Good Give me Brogdon over 19.5, Sabonis over 15.5, DeAndre Ayton have a double-double. And I'm going to surprise you, or not really, Cam, because it is what it is. But I'm going to bet the over in that Bruins-Sabre game. And I like the parlay. I think the Washington Capitals will beat the Montreal Canadiens. The Caps always kill the Canadiens, Cam.
They do.
The Canadiens always get waxed when they go to Washington.
They sure do.
Give me the Boston Bruins and Washington Capitals, plus 105, and Bruins Sabres to go over the number. Sabres aren't going to win and screw me tonight, are they, Cam? Is that the parlay buster?
I don't think so. I think the overs are very safe. At the 5.5, we all have goals. You talked about Brian Blessing. Bad goaltending tonight on both sides.
We'll get into the Flyers, Panthers, Canucks, Penguins on the other side.
Got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know,
the important stuff.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.